Hey everyone, how's it going? Today I'm your host Sophie and I'm here with Tori, Audrey, and Asmira. So today we'll be discussing illegal immigration and how we can put a stop to it. Tori, what causes people to immigrate both legally and illegally to the U.S.?
Many factors play a big role in the immigration, both legally and illegally. One reason to immigrate would be because of economic reasons. Mexico is not a very wealthy country and the average resident is even less fortunate. Coming to America would give them a wider variety of jobs. Another reason for immigration would be for a better future for the next generation. Many immigrants come to America for a better education and for their kids. They want their kids to have better opportunities and a future than they did. One very serious reason to migrate is war and violence. When there is violence in the area, it's no longer safe.
Perfect. That leads us to our next question. Audrey, what types of challenges do immigrants face today?
One of the problems is learning the English language and speaking it. Another problem is kids going to school because they sometimes not understand the language and their cultures are different from the ones in the U.S. Parents trying to find a job to support their family is difficult, so they will take any job available. One of the biggest challenges people face is transportation. Immigrants have to get a driver license and they do not always know English, so they have a translator, which is a lot of work. Once immigrants get here, they have to try to fit in, which is a major struggle.
All right, Tori, what is the summary of the current United States immigration law?
If you visit the United States from a different country, you must either have an embassy or a consulate in your home country prior to the departure to the U.S., or if you are a national, you do not need to apply for anything and are able to enter the United States. There is one thing involved with the U.S. immigration, and it's called a green card. A green card is a lawful permanent residency, meaning a U.S. immigrant is allowed to leave and enter the country under certain conditions. Spouses of U.S. citizens may apply for citizenship after 3 years as a permanent resident. Most others must acquire 5 years of residency of permanent before applying for citizenship. All applicants must be willing to swear an oath of loyalty to the country.
Okay, how much does it cost, Asmira, roughly, for a person to legally immigrate to the U.S.?
In 2018, filing fees plus attorney fees, it comes around $3,000. The filing fees required by U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services also vary quite a bit depending on what type of residency you are seeking and why you are immigrating. So it cannot cost the same for everyone.
Okay, next is Audrey. What is currently happening in the United States to illegal immigrants?
In spring, the zero tolerance policy separated thousands of migrant children from their families. If you are an illegal immigrant and you commit a minor crime, such as a small traffic violation, you may be taken into custody by a law enforcement agency, most likely the ICE. In some cases, ICE will file a detainer. This means the ICE is asking any law enforcement agency to hold you so that they can decide whether or not you should be deported. The maximum time you can be held by the ICE under the law is 2 days. If you are not taken into custody within those 48 hours, you must be released.
Perfect. That leads us to our next question. Asmira, how would your group solve the immigration problem in the U.S.?
Making border security stronger, we can prevent drugs traveling over the border by security checking all cars before passing the border and checking all luggage. Have dogs sniff people at the airports and borders to make sure no drugs are on the person. Also do a background check on the person before allowing them to enter the country.
Right, that was the last question for the day. Thank you, Tori, Asmira, and Audrey, and we'll see you guys next time.